let's move on to something that's potentially some good news, potentially saving lives. And it's about lung cancer, which is one of our deadliest cancers. Survival rates for lung cancer, not great, I've got to say, but there is new hope today. There's a trial program, and it involves screening certain people who might be at risk of lung cancer. And the suggestion is that it might turn that whole story around. It's a national trial. It's being run here in WA too. And my guest on the program, Dr. Fraser Brims, who's a professor at the Institute of Respiratory Health at Curtin University, is a big part of it. Fraser, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time today. What's involved in this this screening trial?
Well, what we know about this screening trial is using low radiation dose CT scans to try and find lung cancer when it's at a very early stage, and that usually means when it's quite small. And the catch is that it's when it has no symptoms, so people don't know it's there. The issues with lung cancer screening are tricky because we know it works. We know it can save lives when you identify it early. But it's a very complicated process, and it's not like the other screening programs like breast screening and bowel screening at the moment. So this study we're part of running across all of Australia, called the International Lung Screen Trial, is looking to try and answer some of those remaining questions. So the federal government in Australia might be in a position in a few years' time to support it at a wider level.
So if you get onto lung cancer early, you can really do something positive about fixing people up, but it's rare that we actually know to look for it because, as you say, there's no symptoms.
That's it. That's exactly right, and that's the catch. So if we find it early, then surgery is usually the best option, and that can, in many cases, be the only treatment required, which is wonderful news. But the problem is, as you say, is it when it's early, it has very few symptoms at all. And the sad fact is that about 80% or so of Australians diagnosed with lung cancer, it's diagnosed at a time where it's too late to offer potentially curative treatment. We know that lung cancer screening can turn that on its head, and actually 80% of the lung cancers we can find could be operated upon.
So there's a bit of a paradox there, isn't there? You mentioned that screening for lung cancer is not as straightforward as other screening programs. Why is that?
Look, it's one of them in particular is we can't just screen everybody who's ever smoked, because we know that probably only about 20% or so one in five of smokers are actually at high enough risk to really make it beneficial to do it. Otherwise, we'll end up performing thousands of scans on people who are probably highly unlikely to ever get lung cancer anyway. And the scans are expensive. And we know that around about half or so people that get a scan, they'll have something on that scan, which is probably a scar or a bit of old infection or something. But until we follow it up with further scans, we don't know that for sure. And that creates a lot of anxiety. It's a lot of time for potentially GPs, time for people like myself and the radiologists. And, of course, there's costs attached to it. And if the federal government are thinking about doing it, they need to know that it's essentially cost-effective for us as taxpayers.
So who is in line then for scans under this trial program?
So at the moment, what we're looking to do is to recruit people between the age of 55 to 80 who are either currently smoking or have smoked who are otherwise in good health. There are a few other caveats to it, but that's essentially who we're trying to find at the moment. If your viewers are interested in this, we can go online to put their names and a few details forward, and our study team will be able to contact them in time. It's through the Institute for Respiratory Health, and that's just the website is resphealth.org.au. There will be a little bit of a delay in us getting back because we're a small team.
Sure.
And we're finishing one of the other really important parts is how should we recruit? How do we reach out to people?
Yep.
And we've been doing that by letters coming out from GPs, letters from Department of Human Services. So we've got about a couple of months of that to run, and then we'll be able to hopefully finish recruiting others throughout the rest of the year. And the great news is that WA at the moment is leading the rest of the states in terms of how well we're doing with this study. So we're ahead of all the other states.
Okay. So this is targeted at people over 55 who do have a history of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to ask you this, Fraser, and it's outside the scope of this particular study, but I can't ever forget a woman that I met last year. We spoke to her on the program. Her name's Tamara Lindsay, and she is a lung cancer sufferer, never smoked in her life, and she's relatively young, in her 30s.
Yeah.
Now, is there any chance that cases like Tamara's, where you really wouldn't think that there's any reason to suspect lung cancer risk, is there any hope for those people?
You're absolutely right. So, there's a lot of work ongoing at the moment to try and understand, and we know that cancer in lung cancer in never smokers is becoming a little more common. And in all honesty, we don't know why that's the case at the moment. There are things like being exposed to things at work, so sort of occupation exposures, yeah. Things like asbestos or a lot of fumes or otherwise can do that. But it's not the whole story. So in time, we will know that. The thing about screening is that you take a whole population who have no symptoms, and then we can do the test. And Tamara's case is one that resonates with us all, and it's sad to hear. But she is just so far out of the age range where people are more likely to get this sort of trouble. We can't kind of cover everybody, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think we understand that, and it's certainly no criticism at all of the program that you are working on today. It's just her story will never leave me, having heard it up close, and it's something that just sticks in the front of my mind. This is good news. If people do want more information, just perhaps give us that website again.
Yeah, so it's resphealth, resphealth, .org.au, or we can just Google Institute for Respiratory Health, and between my colleagues at Charles Gardner Hospital and Fiona Stanley Hospital will be in touch, but it won't be quick, because we're finishing the last bit of the study first, but we look forward to more support.
Understand. Appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Fraser Brimms.
Thanks so much, Gareth. Thank you.
Fraser Brimms, Professor at the Institute of Respiratory Health at Curtin University. So that website again, resphealth.org.au. If you are in that category, over 50s, over 55s, history of smoking, it might be a lung cancer risk. This program aims to screen people who are at risk of developing lung cancer, because if you get it early, you can do something about it. But as Fraser Brimms explained to us, the trick is that there is usually no symptoms apparent in the early stages.